Chapter 11. Elizabeth. Suddenly, I heard a loud scream. It came from Elizabeth's room. Then, of course, I understood the monster's plan.
Everyone prepared for the wedding. We all tried to be happy. Relatives and friends came to visit us. I laughed and smiled. We planned to have a quiet holiday after the wedding. My father thought that I was happy. But Elizabeth knew that something was wrong. I had a secret to tell her, but also I was preparing for my own death. I looked around for the monster everywhere I went. I carried a gun with me, but I felt safer and calmer as the day of our marriage came closer. Elizabeth seemed shy and quiet on the wedding day. My father did not think that this was strange. She was just a young woman who was getting married. But I could see that she was worried. Perhaps she knew that danger was near. After the wedding, there was a large party. Then Elizabeth and I said goodbye to everyone and began our holiday. It was a lovely day. Everyone smiled as we left. We started our journey by water. We planned to stay the night at a hotel and continue our journey the next day. That was the last happy day of my life. The sun was hot, and we enjoyed the beautiful country. The wonderful mountains were high above us at the side of the lake. I took Elizabeth's hand. "You are sad, my love. You do not know what I have suffered. But let's enjoy this beautiful day together and not be sad." "Be happy, dear Victor," replied Elizabeth. "Do not worry. My heart is not sad. Something tells me that I must not be too happy. But I will not listen to that terrible voice. Look at the pretty clouds above Mont Blanc. Look at the fish in the clear water of the lake. It is a wonderful day. Look! Everything in the world is happy today." We watched the sun go down over the lake. There was a light, warm wind over the water. It moved softly through the trees, and we could smell beautiful flowers. But when we arrived at the side of the lake, my fears about the monster returned. It was 8 o'clock when the boat arrived. We walked for a short time near the lake. It was getting dark, and the mountains were black against the sky. We enjoyed the dying light, and then went to the hotel. The wind was stronger now, and the moon was in the sky. The water on the lake became rougher. Suddenly, it started to rain. There was a bad storm. As night came, 1,000 fears came into my mind. I was nervous. I looked all around me for the monster. I knew that he was there somewhere. He was waiting to kill me. I jumped every time that I heard a sound.